AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening in on us. And Facebook, Business on the Edge. And of course, you can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a show with great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires your professional and business growth. And of course, always you can dial into the show and get your questions on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. We give to get to give again. And that success can only be realized when you have a great product, great people on your team, and a purpose greater than yourself. That quote is by Auntie Ann Byler, founder of Auntie Ann's Soft Pretzels, the world's largest mall-based pretzel franchise. I don't have an on-the-edge question tonight. We're going to do something a little different. We have those special guests that we want to just spend more time talking to them. I kind of cut that part out so we can really kind of get into things. I do want to mention some things from last week's show, but we want to get into our special guest. Our quote tonight is Auntie Ann's pretzels, soft pretzels. One of the favorite of, it's my favorite. It should be your favorite. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm not sure what the recipe is, but they are doing an awesome job. But sometimes people who have, you know, they've been in the trenches. They've built their businesses. They've done things that, you know, we're trying to do, and we like to bring people on the show that can kind of give us some insight as to their journey as to getting there. And so tonight we're going to have with us Auntie Ann Byler, founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels. And before we bring her on, I want to talk about, I said last week on the show that I was going to go and see the premiere of Jobs, the movie. And if you've been reading any of the critics' comments and all of that, they've been gunning Jobs, the movie, and Ashton Kutcher. That's just so sad, just so wrong. But here's the interesting information. We're on the edge for a reason. I am going to go toe-to-toe with the critics, and I'm going to say that I really, really enjoyed the movie because I went for a different reason. I took my assistant with me. We went after the show. We went to the 10 o'clock show. And for those of you that came out, it was packed. It was great. Fantastic. Thank you for coming out and joining us at the theaters. And Ashton Kutcher, I have to applaud him and just say he really did a great job in terms of learning his character. He really had Jobs down. In fact, when the movie opened, I thought, wow, is that Steve Jobs? Is that Ashton Kutcher? So he really got that down. But I didn't really go for entertainment purposes. And so so critics are looking for that entertainment thing. You know, my background is production and producing and all of that. And so they're looking for something a little bit different. And I was looking from an entrepreneur visionary kind of standpoint, and I'm more interested in the details, the things that happen, you know, the things that make you, the struggles that make you great. It's not that, you know, I say this all the time, my son will repeat this, you know, successes are great and we can high five that. But it's the struggles, it's the failures even that causes us to learn so much more. And so I wanted to, rather than looking at this broad stroke of a man's life who really gave us great technology and great ways of interacting with it, it was really research for me, and it was an educational piece. And so if you're an entrepreneur and if you're building business and you're wanting to understand a glimpse, just a glimpse of some of the challenges that Steve Jobs faced, go see the movie. I really don't typically read the critics I don't like the critics, so I don't read the critics. Well, let me not say I don't like them. I just don't agree with, because that's a perspective. But go, and this is my perspective. So, but as a professional, I thought it was really, really interesting. And so when we left, my assistant and I, we dialogued about what we saw in the details, the things that were said that you would overlook or miss, you know, because you're looking at that broad stroke. So look at the details as to what it took for him to win, what it took for Apple to become what we see it today. So I thought it was absolutely fantastic in terms of that, because you're looking at, you know, his vision, the passion, the purpose, and he pushed to reach that goal. And you know, he's pushing those around him. And just so you know, and of course, I'm giving it 2 thumbs up. So, hey, 2 thumbs up for Jobs. If you want to produce your vision, it comes at a high price. He went from ridicule to disappointments. And you know what? He paid his price for it. So I thought it was well done. Ashton Kutcher, if you don't get an Emmy or anything with that, we just want to say great job. I thought it was fantastic. So let's bring in our guest, though. Let me just do a little introduction, though. Auntie Ann, the founder of the Soft Pretzels, began twisting pretzels in 1987 to support her husband's vision to offer free counseling services in their community. And so what began as a single farmer's market stand grew into Auntie Ann's Inc., the world's largest hand-rolled pretzels mall and airport. So when I'm going through Dallas Airport, without fail, I will stop at Auntie Ann's and grab a pretzel. And I'm trying to juggle my bags, juggle my purse, and juggle everything to try to eat that pretzel, you know. So this is, you're talking about a woman who has achieved such phenomenal achievements in business. She was recently on The Secret Millionaire. That was Sunday, August 4th, 2013, ABC. So if you haven't had a chance to see that, I'm sure you can pick that up online as well. Can you post that out on the, we're going to post that out on our Facebook page. So if you go out to our Facebook page, you'll see that Secret Millionaire with Auntie Ann, and you can check that out. So let's bring Auntie Ann Byler on. Auntie Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Margaret?
We are fantastic. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. It's my privilege to be able to be part of this.
And, you know, I'm looking at your website here, AuntieAnnByler.com, and you've achieved so much. You know, as a woman, and this is the time for women, you know, they're on the rise. We're seeing more women start businesses. Mm-hmm. And so before we really get into all of those things, tell us a little bit about these genesis, the beginnings of Auntie Ann. Did you expect it to be, you know, a $400 million company, or?
No, I think I'm a typical entrepreneur, Margaret. You know, we start out with a passion, I think, to make a difference in our world. And for me, it was pretty simple. I grew up in an Amish home in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. By the way, I'm on the East Coast. It's about bedtime for me. And I understand you are on the West Coast. This is amazing, this technology. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yes, but far from my roots, let me tell you, growing up as a little Amish girl, I drove around in a horse and buggy, and later my mom and dad were able to have a car. It had to be black. Growing up Amish is very traditional, and they have all of their, it's a very legalistic way of living and very traditional. So I've come a long way. I think the what really, for me, going from a farm girl into the corporate business world was a stretch, to say the least. But when we started, Auntie Ann's, we had a great purpose, which you mentioned earlier in the show, and it was simply to help families, help marriages, and that we discovered that families need help out of our own personal pain and struggles. And so when Auntie Ann's started, it became the vehicle, the financial vehicle, for us then to have a counseling center and to help families in our community and around.
So this, you know, and that sounds, you know, we talk about passion, and we talk about purpose. And sometimes, you know, I think entrepreneurs can be misunderstood because of the passion that they have for something. You know, I talked a little bit about Steve Jobs, and I think a lot of hits, so to speak, that he took was because he saw something. And I say this all the time. Entrepreneurs see things that other people don't see because they're visionaries. They can see something and the possibilities, and they get really excited about that. And they're trying to bring in people on board that can agree with that vision. And so you can grow and go in the same direction. And so you've been able to do that. And so, you know, reading a little bit about Auntie Anne, you made sure that you had the right team, you know, people who agreed with what you were doing, you know, but it cost you something. And so, you know, when you're building business, and you can say this, and again, and I'm not saying it as a business coach, so all of the listeners that listen to me every week, just so you know, you know, sometimes you need to hear it. You know, it's like your kids growing up, and it's like, you know, your parents tell you something, but if the neighbor's mom tells them, then they're like, oh, yeah, I got it. So I'm going to let Auntie Anne tell you about how business is a process. It has its challenges.
How business is a process. Wow. That's it. You're exactly right. It is a process. And I believe that successful, there's a lot of people have dreams and visions and ideas, and they're entrepreneurial in their heart and in their mind. They see themselves maybe doing something, you know, amazing someday. But you know what, Margaret? I think that successful entrepreneurs are people that simply do what others don't feel like doing. So I know that's a very simple statement, but I feel like a lot of people they fall short, and they never really get to what they saw because they just couldn't push through. They couldn't press in. They couldn't keep going when, you know, there was the criticism or the obstacle or the financial loss or, you know, so successful entrepreneurs simply do what others don't feel like doing. Absolutely. So the process of Auntie Anne's was really a lot of doing what I didn't feel like doing.
Right, right.
So being an entrepreneur is not really, it's not always, you know, exciting or glamorous or even productive maybe, or there's times you don't even feel satisfied.
Right.
So there's a lot of perseverance that goes along with being a successful entrepreneur. And my struggles early on were many. And again, I mentioned I grew up Amish, and I have an eighth grade education at the age of 50. I received my high school diploma, and I've also received a couple of honorary doctorate degrees. But I did not have the privilege as an Amish child to go to high school. It wasn't an option for me. I'm not a high school dropout. But I did not have formal education. But I can tell you that I'm highly educated today.
Sure.
My own experience has educated me along the way. And I believe that, you know, we can, as entrepreneurs or anyone wanting to go into business, we can look at all the obstacles and give the world all of the reasons why we cannot do this or do that. But I'm telling you, I believe that if we think that we can, we probably will. If we think we can't, we most likely will not. So attitude, perseverance, those are two pieces that are extremely important if you're going to go from a dream to actually fulfilling a vision that you have.
Absolutely.
And it's absolutely a process, and it can be grueling at times, but if you press in there and you persevere, your dream will come true.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, Auntie Anne, more Building Business, The Raw Truth.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
They were brought to you by Garmin. Southbound 280 in San Jose, ground to a halt there at Bird Avenue, where the two left lanes are blocked by emergency crews tending to the center divide crash. Traffic is backed up all the way through Cupertino to Highway 85. Before you get there, you'll hit the normal slow between Alpine and Magdalena. Southbound 85, a little heavy there at 280, and it stays slow down towards Saratoga. Many opting to try to bypass that big crash down at Byrd. And southbound 17, must be a Friday. It is solid traffic there from Highway 280 all the way out towards Bear Creek. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic information, it's SigAlerts.com.
Small business owners, Silicon Valley's second annual On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit is your opportunity to showcase your products, services, and expertise. Business radio coach Margaret Jackson from KDOW's Business on the Edge program will host this event on November 16th, bringing together On the Edge exhibitors and trainers at the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. With a variety of all-day summit training tracks, you can choose the track that fits your business goals. Future business owners welcome, too, as KDOW Morning Show host Rob Black conducts a session just for college students. You'll gain valuable information and have the opportunity to network with members of the Bay Area small business community. Join the small business problem solver, Margaret Jackson, for Silicon Valley's 2013 On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, coming Saturday, November 16th to the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. The expo is free. For more information, including training schedules and registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids. You can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi, Eric Garcetti is the new mayor of L.A., America's second largest city, and his ideas for meeting the needs of what's important to people and the challenges of budget restrictions can be used in cities everywhere, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. It's a full hour of one-on-one without the politics. Tune in Champions of Justice, Saturday night at 5 and Sunday night at 8, here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hey, baby, where you going? Now please don't rush off so soon. And if you leave me like this.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. They're trying out new music. Is that Prince's new album, new single? Look at that. So we have Auntie Anne, founder of Auntie Anne Soft Pretzels. And if you're just tuning in, one of the things that Auntie Anne shared is that entrepreneurs do things that other people won't do or not willing to do when you're trying to go through that. Not everyone makes it. And sometimes the pressure, the push, the frustration, the criticism, entrepreneurs really, really take a lot of hit. And I like what she said. She said, it's not always that glamorous. And so we're going to get back to her in just a moment. So hang in there with us. We got a couple of announcements here. Taste of Berryessa is coming up September 29th, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Berryessa Community Center in San Jose, California, 3050 Berryessa Road. Some of the sponsors are McDonald's, FCC Realty Group. Business on the Edge is also a sponsor here. We'd like to give back to our communities. Also, State Farm, thank you for being a major sponsor of this event. And, of course, Key Point. So come out for this event. Again, it is September 29th, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., Berryessa Community Center. Taste and get your taste buds. We need Auntie Anne's pretzels out there. What are you talking about? Hey, they're not on this list. What's going on? Somebody, Vanessa, fix that. I'm just kidding. So we're going to get back to Auntie Anne and just dig into this raw. Building business is just downright raw, and you know, you got to roll up your sleeves and get it done. So Auntie Anne, now you've written a book. And so and again, I've just started reading this book. I thought I was gonna, you know, I'm gonna take it on the road with me. But you suffered a loss, and this also kind of was part of building Auntie Anne. And so the name of the book is Twist of Faith. By the way, if you want to get that book, you can go to AuntieAnneBeiler.com, or you can pick it up on Amazon. And I can tell you, page one, just starting out, it is very, very compelling, very, very compelling. So tell us a little bit about how all of this ties together. And because I want people to understand that entrepreneurs are really real people. And doing things that, like you said, change the world. Steve Jobs was, you know, he said things like, you know, everything that we have, you know, the technology or writing books or making pretzels, you know, someone's doing those things. They're by people. And so we're making a decision to do something extraordinary or to change lives and you know, do something different. So give us a little bit. We got about two minutes. So take that time and just share a little bit about your book and how some of this ties together.
Well, I think that many times we, one thing we need to be aware of, we're all going to experience some sort of trauma, pain, you know, disappointment in life. And, you know, because of that, sometimes we can really feel like the odds are stacked against us. Like there are reasons, there's 1,000 reasons why I cannot be successful. But I believe that for me personally, I believe that out of my pain, my purpose was actually born. Now, I didn't see it at the time in my dark times. The death of my daughter, my young daughter, 19-month-old, was killed in a farm accident, and that took me into great darkness and a severe depression. And I lived in that place for many, many years, thought that life was over for me. So really, many of us have setbacks, and we think we're going to stay there. But somehow, you know, we were able to get through all of this, and I have great faith, and I knew that God took me from that place to where I'm at today. And I want to just encourage people to say that, you know, if you feel like the odds are stacked against you, if you persevere and you hang in there long enough, there is a better day coming. And as we look back, we see that our tragedy really became our purpose. And through our tragedy, we ended up going to marriage counseling, and because of that, our marriage was saved. And because our marriage was saved, Auntie Anne's was created. Wow. So in 2 minutes, it's very hard for me to tell all of that. And of course, but hopefully you can pick up the book and see how it all ties together from the tragedy to triumph, from having nothing to having everything, from despair to joy. My life is so complete today, it's hard for me to be able to explain that.
And, of course, it's difficult to surmise. We're going to go to a break and more with Auntie Anne Beiler when we come back. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Beginning in Livermore, a problem. West 580 after North Livermore Avenue, we have a crash involving a big rig and a motorcycle, and the three left lanes are blocked there. Traffic getting by, but just in the right lane, and it's slow from Vasco Road. That's what we would call the reverse commute direction, but still quite busy, and still a backup there. West 580 after North Livermore Avenue. East 580 slows First Street on the way to North Flynn Road. Let's go to Albany and check westbound 80, slow from about Golden Gate Fields headed into the maze in Oakland. Back to Pleasanton, west 580 at Hopyard Road on the shoulder of a multi-car crash, slow along that stretch from Santa Rita Road. Giants game tonight, San Francisco. Raiders game tonight, Oakland. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
In California, auto accidents are greater than the national average, with as much as $5,000 in property damage per vehicle. Hi, this is Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0 host of Business on the Edge. Having a reliable and affordable auto body care company on your side that can safely get you back on the road in no time is Auto Body Bliss.
Auto Body Bliss is a full-service body shop, from collision repair to vintage car restoration. Your auto body needs will be met from bumper to bumper with the highest level of quality body care and customer service standards that you can depend upon. For more information about Auto Body Bliss and your auto body care needs, call and receive a free assessment today at 650-964-1047. That's area code 650-964-1047. Or visit autobodybliss.com. That's AutoBody, BLISS.com. And ask for Justin Bliss.
As a PhilsGang.com member, you'll become part of a community of active investors.
Bill Grandy, PhilsGang.com here. For over a decade, I have been teaching and guiding thousands of investors how to get in the market, when to get out, and when to short the market.
You'll learn the core strategy of investing in the market, and you'll find out what Wall Street doesn't want you to know. For only $39.95 a month, Phil teaches and trains your brain to be a successful investor.
And I've been following your program for about a year now, and it's not that difficult. Wendy, thank you so much. Your teaching's great.
Well, this is such a fabulous service you guys offer.
For just being a gang member for 2 months, I felt I have learned more than I have in my years of doing all my different stuff, listening to other people on our business radio, and I want to say thank you.
Money has been flowing out of bond market back into the stock market. Don't miss this market because of the quantitative easing. This market still can go a great deal higher.
Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-GANG. 877-600-4264.
Tired of watching the stock market continually go up and down? Insulted by the laughable rates being offered at the bank on your CDs? Then pay attention. First of all, understand that you're not the only one who's tired of this. Second, you should know that there are better alternatives out there for your savings. There's a good chance you've never heard of these alternatives because your bank and your stockbroker have done their best to be sure you didn't find out. But if you're interested in finding out about low-risk alternatives that allow you to defer taxes and earn much greater returns than you're getting with that CD, then give Mark Trutman a call at Platinum Retirement Solutions. Call 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195. Sit down with Mark for an hour, let him assess your situation, and learn how to keep yourself from losing sleep at night while watching your money actually grow at a reasonable rate. Again, 800-542-9195. That's 800-542-9195.
Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to Auntie Ann Beiler, founder of Auntie Ann Soft Pretzels. And just so you know, let's make sure you have all of the information. Auntie Ann, we're going to bring you back in. You sold your company 2005?
That's correct.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that, because now that's, you know, for me, you know, that seems like, you know, that's your company can be like your baby. It can be like your, it's kind of hard to let go. I had a company, and then in 2007, the economy crashed, and it really, it just wiped us out. And so it was really, really devastating. And so one of the reasons I'm doing what I did today as a business coach, but it's kind of hard to, you know, sever those ties.
Yes, very hard. 2005, we had been, I founded the company, we're selling pretzels in the business for 18 years. And you're right, it is like giving up, like giving your baby away. But for us at the time, we had built the company to about 850 locations and starting out with one store and never expecting for the company to go from one to 850, and today there's over 1,300 locations around the world. So it was a journey of faith, it was perseverance, and lots of love. The three small P's, which you mentioned, are purpose. We were in the company with a great purpose. We had a great product, and we had great people. And I believe if you do those three things well, you will eventually realize the capital P, which is the profit, which all of us have to, we all need a profit to stay in business. And so thankfully, we were able to sell Auntie Anne's at a very good time when the company was doing very, very well. And we decided to sell because we felt like there was, we had taken the company to a place where I felt like if I stayed there forever or longer, that I couldn't take the company where it really needs to go. So I had to take a very good, long, hard look at who I was, what I had invested, and really, can I take this company to the next level? And I really felt like it was time for me to step aside and bring someone in that can take it further, and that's exactly what happened.
And, that signifies a fantastic leader, and that's not always easy to do. We'll say things like, all leaders can be managers, but not all the managers can be leaders.
Absolutely, yes. And I also believe that, if you build a company around your product rather than around your personality, that company is, you're in it for the duration if you build your company around your product versus yourself.
Absolutely.
And so we've done that, and I felt like we've done a very good job at, promoting the product. And so you probably never saw a picture of me because it was never about me. I really never felt like it was about me.
Right.
I always felt like it was about the product and the people in our company.
Right. Well, just so the audience knows, if you want to see what Auntie Anne looks like, go to AuntieAnneBeiler.com. You'll get to see her. She's absolutely beautiful. You are definitely just beautiful. And by the way, on this website, you're going to find, again, Secret Millionaire. So you can click through that and catch that episode. And then you have a conference coming up, Free Indeed. You have a blog. There's a check out Anne's blog. And then you can also get the book, Twist of Faith. So you can get all of that information. And by the way, you can check out other places that she's been on, like Good Morning America, Oprah, Food Network, CNBC, and some other places as well. So you can get a lot of information right there about Auntie Anne. And so I have a couple of more announcements before we go into a break. Silicon Valley Small Business Expo and Summit. Our annual summit is coming up. The expo is absolutely free. You must be registered for the expo to get in. So please go out to ontheedgeexpoandsummit.eventbrite.com and register for that. If you're interested in training or doing an exhibitors booth, definitely connect with us at 408-205-4056, and Vanessa will help you. We're going to go to an early break. You are listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Problem, Livermore, West 580 after North Livermore Avenue. A big rig and a motorcycle. The collision is in the three left lanes. Traffic getting by just in the right lane. It's slow from Vasco Road that way. East 580 slow first, headed to North Flynn Road. Now we go to eastbound 80. It's slow out of the maze and stretches headed to Gilman. Westbound 80 slows from Golden Gate Fields and stretches for the maze in Oakland. Football tonight in Oakland. The Raiders host the Bears. North 880 is slow from 7th Street now. Grand Avenue headed up to the maze. Do watch for traffic delays, though, too, after the game lets out at the Coliseum. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic info, log on to SigAlert.com.
Small business owners, Silicon Valley's second annual On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit is your opportunity to showcase your products, services, and expertise. Business radio coach Margaret Jackson from KDOW's Business on the Edge program will host this event on November 16th, bringing together On the Edge exhibitors and trainers at the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. With a variety of all-day summit training tracks, you can choose the track that fits your business goals. Future business owners welcome too, as KDOW Morning Show host Rob Black conducts a session session just for college students. You'll gain valuable information and have the opportunity to network with members of the Bay Area small business community. Join the small business problem solver, Margaret Jackson, for Silicon Valley's 2013 On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, coming Saturday, November 16th to the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. The expo is free. For more information, including training schedules and registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
So, I'm looking for a career change. I want to be my own boss and actively invest in the business I've dreamed of owning.
The greatest way to take charge of your own destiny and your finances is to own a business. Transworld Business Advisors of Palo Alto can help get you there. Transworld Palo Alto has been helping entrepreneurs become business owners for more than three decades. They'll provide you with the information, education, and resources you need to make a sensible decision and steer you through the process from choosing a business to negotiating an offer to closing the deal. And it doesn't end there. Transworld can guide you through financing, leasing space, merchant account services, and inventory management. Need help with employee training and clients? Transworld Palo Alto stays with you after you buy your new business. Visit tworld.com/Palo Alto to learn more. Your new business is just around the corner. Visit tworld.com/Palo Alto.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Martha Jackson. We have been talking to Auntie Ann Byler, founder of Auntie Ann Pretzels. And by the way, if you want to pick up or read a great profile article, you can get a profile article, Soft Pretzels Out of Hard Times. And this is, this came from the Fortune issue, July issue, and it is online at CNN Money. So if you Google CNN Money, Auntie Ann, you will find this article. It is absolutely, I read this earlier this week, and it's an absolutely fantastic profile in Fortune. I have to tip my hat to them. They did an excellent job on this story. So this is from the July 22nd issue of Fortune, and you can get that with Auntie Ann. Auntie Ann, I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a secret recipe to the pretzels?
Well, I can answer that question with a simple yes.
We're not going to find out what that secret recipe is, because
that's all you get, Margaret.
That's all I get. You know, since I started telling my family, hey, you know who's coming on the show? And my son, I'm a 19-year-old. He's like, hey, do we get free pretzels? I'm like,
maybe I can send you a few coupons out there, Margaret.
There you go. My son would love that. But I have never tasted a pretzel so fast. It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, everyone wants to know the secret recipe.
Yeah,
but
I know.
There's no, I admit I'm biased. I get frustrated walking by any other pretzel stand that is not Auntie Ann's. I'm like,
well, thank you, Margaret, for that statement. Maybe I'll send you two.
There you go. That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. We really do. I enjoy, there's two things that I enjoy on the planet. It's the pretzels and it's
awesome.
White Castle hamburgers, and I'll get those next week when I'm in the Chicagoland area.
That's awesome.
So on a serious side, before we close out the show, you know, sometimes I get emails, I get phone calls, or someone shows up for one of our training classes and they just want to quit. They're trying, they're really working hard, but it just doesn't seem like it's working for them, and they really have an entrepreneurial heart. What would you say to them in that situation?
Well, there's so many answers to that one question, Margaret, but I think in a nutshell, from my experience, you know, when I wanted to quit, when I felt like everything was stacked against me, when I didn't have the finances to push through, when I didn't know if I was smart enough to build the next 50 stores, I didn't know if I was, you know, all of those things that we face as entrepreneurs. And I can tell you the secret for me was Auntie Ann's had a purpose. I had a purpose before I had a business. And my purpose was to help families and to counsel couples and to strengthen families and to give of our time. And so when Auntie Ann's came along, then we were able to financially, you know, fuel our purpose with the monies that we were making. So, so I believe, Margaret, if you have a purpose, I know this sounds simple, you know, But my experience is that if you have a purpose, it will get you up every morning. It'll get you out the door. Mm-hmm. It will keep you focused, and your purpose will help you overcome any obstacle that you face. It's absolutely what I think that we need to get us from point A to point B. If I would not have had a purpose, I would not have been able to endure. That's one key. And so purpose gives you overcoming power. It gives you a position of influence. It gives you staying power. Because when you have this purpose, it's really all you see. And every day I got up, I wanted to make more money so that I could continue to help the people in my community and support charities around the world. So the purpose for me was to give. That's what it became. When it boiled down to it, at the end of the day, my purpose became to give money to finance charities and my husband's own charity, which was a family counseling center. So you got to have a purpose, and that purpose will give you what you need to stay in the race.
I love it. You know, my assistant is here in the studio, and everything that you're talking about, and she'll post everything on Facebook in terms of connecting with your website, and she's about ready to jump out of her skin over here because she's like, this is everything that we talk about. She's just talking, you know, I mean, you're kind of echoing why Business on the Edge exists.
Absolutely.
And what we're doing, because we talk about power secrets, power purpose, power passion, and you are certainly a power speaker, a power woman with power purpose, and you are just absolutely phenomenal. And you know, in the article, you shared about a couple of things that were truths, and you gave some great advice, like tell the truth even if it hurts.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's something that we do here. It's just tell the truth.
Absolutely. I don't think there are any shortcuts to success.
Sure.
I think that we all have to sort of follow the same path. It's just a few principles, you know, and there are no shortcuts. You know, hard work is one of those that we can't shortcut that. We have to do the hard work. And I just feel like, you know, sometimes we're looking for an easy success or a, you know, I want to be a millionaire overnight. You know, that's really a myth. The American dream, I think, is still out there. The American dream has always been, I believe, to work hard for your success.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so you couple that with a purpose. Why am I in business?
Right.
You know, is it just for me to have a big fat bank account, or is it really to make a difference and be philanthropic and do for others?
Absolutely.
If that's the purpose, then I believe that you will be successful, wildly successful.
Right. That is absolutely fantastic, everyone. That is Auntie Ann, founder of Auntie Ann Pretzels. You've heard it here at Business on the Edge. And so if you want to connect with her at Auntie Ann's, let me make sure I don't give the wrong, AuntieAnnBeiler.com. You can get all of the information there. And if you want to check out the pretzel part of Auntie Ann's life is AuntieAnnsInc.com. And again, you can get the book, Twist of Faith. You can see that she is fired up. She has purpose. She has passion. And she believes in what she's doing. And she's a giver. And we talk about that all the time. We love that. And remember, next week, we are going to be in Chicago, Illinois. We're going to do a live show. So tune in. It is going to be fun. We're going to be in the Windy City. So tune in next week for Business on the Edge. We look forward to being in the Chicagoland area. And so you've been listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Problem, Livermore, West 580 after North Livermore Avenue. A big rig and a motorcycle. The collision is in the three left lanes. Traffic getting by just in the right lane. It's slow from Vasco Road that way. East 580 slow first, headed to North Flynn Road. Now we go to eastbound 80. It's slow out of the maze in stretches, headed to Gilman. Westbound 80 slows from Golden Gate Fields in stretches for the maze in Oakland. Football tonight in Oakland. The Raiders host the Bears. North 880 is slow from 7th Street now, Grand Avenue, headed up to the maze. Do watch for traffic delays, though, too, after the game lets out at the Coliseum. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic info, log on to SigAlert.com.
Small business owners, Silicon Valley's second annual On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit is your opportunity to showcase your products, services, and expertise. Business radio coach Margaret Jackson from KDOW.
Thank you. Hello, Ann.
Yes.
Hi. So that was the end of the show. That was absolutely fantastic.
Okay, great.
We are really inspired.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Margaret, for having me on the show, and I wish you well in your journey as you influence business leaders around the country.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
And likewise, and again, remember, next year we have this event, so we would definitely pursue looking at maybe bringing you in the Dallas event that we'll do Women in Business, Bridging the Gap Between
That'd
Business
be great.
And Faith.
Just give us a call.
All right. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Income due to illness, downsizing, or other financial emergencies can put you in a big hole in a big hurry. That's why most advisors recommend an emergency fund that includes 3 to 6 months living expenses. These funds should be liquid, easy to access, and pay decent interest. However, most people are not earning significant returns on their liquid funds and are actually losing money when inflation is factored in. Trusted advisor David Sharma has a solution for you. You can have both liquidity and a potential rate of return well above inflation with a modified endowment insurance contract. To receive more information, text ABUNDANCE to 55678. That's ABUNDANCE to 55678. See how you can maximize your cash and minimize your stress. Text ABUNDANCE to 55678. That's ABUNDANCE to 55678. This message is brought to you by Dave and Sharma, California licensed insurance agent, license number 0C09851.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We'll just let that. Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. Oh, fantastic. Going down in a blaze of glory. That's how you have to go down in business. If you're going to go down in a blaze of glory. Fantastic. If you've been listening to the show tonight, our guest was Auntie Ann Beiler, the founder of Auntie Ann Pretzels. I actually came out of the... I'm going to tell it myself because I'm just a real person. I actually thought we were in the last segment. I thought the last segment was the last segment. So we did hang up with Auntie Ann. She's on the East Coast, so she got to get out of here about 5 minutes early. But you know what? That's kind of great because I get to echo echo her praises. I guess I want to say it like that, or salute her in terms of the journey that she's taken. And she says so many profound things. You know, entrepreneurs are really the people that press through. The ones that succeed are the ones that don't quit, really. And so she's had many, many reasons to quit, and losing her daughter to, if you read her book, some of the struggles that they went through, the depression. And so she kept moving. And so I know that, you know, I've had some phone calls and folks reaching out to me in the last, 30 days that want to quit. Don't quit. We need you. We need your vision. We need your entrepreneurship. We need you to be great. We need you to, you know, you're always going to have naysayers. There's always going to be a bump in the road, or there's going to be some challenge. There's going to be some, you know, difficulty that you're going to have to press through. You know, they said whatever if you press through it, you know, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It really kind of is true. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. If you allow it to make you stronger, let it make you stronger. Be great on purpose. Know that your life has value, and that you can take it and share it with people. And like Auntie Anne says, you know, she wanted to create wealth so she could take that and she could support other nonprofit organizations, to include her husband's counseling center, because that was totally free service. So if you read her story, you'll find out that it is a totally free service. And so she's been, you know, just an inspiration. And so I'm excited that we were able to bring her on the show, and that she was gracious enough to come on the show. You know, Auntie Anne Pretzels is last year, 2012, they grossed, what, $410 million. I'd like to see Auntie Anne's Pretzels become a billion dollar company. Certainly possible. They're just doing some great things. And, you know, when it first started, when I first went to Auntie Anne's, when I first learned about them years ago, they only had two pretzels. It was like the salted pretzel and then the unsalted pretzel. And so those are the two that I buy. Now they've got like jalapeno and all of these other flavors. And so they're taking it to the next level, like she said. And she was gracious enough to say, you know what, I need to step aside because someone else needs to take the helm. Can I take it where it needs to go? She took it where she needed it to go, and so she passed that mantle. So I have to respect her for that. So again, if you want to connect with her, get her book, Twist of Faith. You know, she's also an international public speaker, so if you want her to speak, you know, pull her in for that. You can connect with her office in regards to that as well. So connect with her at AuntieAnnBeiler.com. And then if you want some pretzels, AuntieAnnsInc.com. And again, like I said, we will be in the Windy City next Friday doing a live show. So we're excited about that. We don't want to tell you who our guests are yet. We're still kind of working out the details on that. But we're excited. And so if we get the two that we want, one in particular, it's going to be just, it's just going to make my day. So we'll see about that. Business on the Edge is a show that belongs to you, entrepreneurs, visionaries, women, you know, young people, college students. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.